The Western Australian government has announced $400 million for domestic violence prevention efforts in the wake of a double murder in Perth. WA police have revealed a man who shot dead a mother and daughter in their home as he searched for his ex-wife before turning the gun on himself was a registered gun owner. The shooter killed the women at their Floreat home where his ex-wife was believed to have been staying in what WA Premier Roger Cook has called a chilling and horrific attack. Mr. Cook announced the $400 million package and says the crime also highlights the need to reform WA's gun laws.
This just highlights the need to finally sort our gun laws out once and for all. There is no reason a person living in Mosman Park should be able to legally own 13 guns. It's hard to fathom. One man, 13 guns, legally owned, right in the suburbs of Perth. And secondly, this was a crime motivated by family and domestic violence. We need to do better to put a stop to family violence. And we will keep looking at every option to tackle this devastating crime across our society.
The state government is in the process of toughening its gun laws with a $64 million buyback scheme underway and legislative changes on foot to restrict the number of firearms people can own. And if you or someone you know wants to talk about family or domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1800 737 732 or call Lifeline on 13 11 14. In an emergency, call 000.